This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country, as well as around the world, too, via satellite. Plus, our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for your service to America. And thank you for keeping us all free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, mechanics keeping things running, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers sorting out that mail so you can get your mail delivered to you today. Thanks for all that you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Check out all the goodies we got over there for you to take a look at. All right. Joining us right now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out all the things that she has to offer. All righty. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, the president is over in England. He had a jolly old time, ha-ha, no pun intended. He had a jolly old time yesterday with the Queen and Prince Charles. And I didn't see Prince William, but I did see Prince Harry. Didn't see Harry's wife. I think they were having a little Twitter fight, the president and Meghan, the wife there, and all that stuff. But anyway, they just had it was very interesting watching what was going on, and I had never seen Westminster Abbey and all the different artifacts and the things that were in there like that. That was kind of fascinating.
Yeah, I think on state dinners, I mean, it's 6 months in planning, and you know, the history of Westminster, the Tomb of the Unknown Warrior, as mm-hmm. they call it, and in their case, that's not a single warrior, represents all the unknowns. And then the state dinner itself, it was really quite a remarkable display of pomp and circumstance, let's put it that way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I understand it cost, they said £1 million. I don't know what that transforms into.
I think the total tab of all of this is about $38 million. I heard that number yesterday.
Why, that's just a mere pittance, because who's paying for this? The United Kingdom or the royals?
Yes. Well, yes, we'll put it that way. They brought in, I think, 1,000 extra security personnel, the elite team of the Secret Service, known as Hawkeye, was flown over there
yep.
to be part of his protection.
Mm-hmm.
So it is two helicopters, two Air Force Ones, you know, that whole thing. Obviously the Beast, the limos.
Yep. Yeah, I saw the limo. It looked like a tank. By the way, there were a lot of protesters, but they weren't like right close by.
Well, the protests are really supposed to happen today, not so much yesterday.
Okay. Well, they were on the street, but they just weren't close by. Now, the other thing is he talks to Theresa May. This will be her last hurrah. I believe she'll be gone by the end of the week. And they're going to try to strike a deal, the United States and England, which they should be able to make it easier so that when they leave the European Union, which they're going to do, they'll already have a fair and equal trading partner in the United States.
Well, I mean, that they're just laying the groundwork for what is known as a bilateral trade deal. It'll be a very interesting meeting that Trump will have with Theresa May. She's kind of inert here because she's tendered her resignation. However, I think that is a time where I think she could necessarily, you know, share a lot of things that she otherwise wouldn't, you know, with the moving piece parts to the Brexit, the things going on with Five Eyes, which is otherwise known as GCHQ, which is headquartered in Britain, and their part in all things with the Russia.
Yeah, the spying.
Yeah.
Well, we'll know. We'll soon know, I guess. Maybe. Anyway, certainly it'll add some fuel to the fire if that's indeed the case. And then he goes to, is it Ireland?
He goes to Ireland apparently to meet with the prime minister to visit his own golf course, which is known as Doonbeg.
Yep.
And then he ends up in France for the D-Day ceremonies, and then there's a talk that he may, in fact, go back to Ireland, but we're not sure of that one.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, he's coming back to the U.S. because I think there's going to be a meeting with the Mexicans about the situation with the tariffs. I think that's next in the cards.
I don't think, you know, he won't be part of those.
Okay.
No, because the first confab of all of that, I think, I mean, some of them came here on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
There are others that are arrived yesterday. But the normal meetings that are scheduled between the United States and Mexico on immigration actually starts tomorrow. So I think it'll only be a couple of days. He will not be in town and participate in that.
Okay, I heard that Wilbur Ross is involved in that, and I also heard that Mike Pompeo, who's on his way back from overseas, is involved in that.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see who participates.
Okay. All right. Well, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And just to let you know what we're going to be talking about when we come back, the House passed the $19 billion disaster relief bill last night, which finally goes to the president's desk for signature. That's a good thing. Thank goodness. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always...
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much, Mr. Mike Gallagher. And we will be today at Mission Barbecue for lunch from noon to 1:30 over at 5602 West Waters Avenue. Stop by, have lunch with the captain, and all veterans get a free dessert. And if you're there before 12 noon, you'll be able to participate in the National Anthem Ceremony. Now, the USCCA brings you this portion of the program. That's the United States Concealed Carry Association. I want you to consider going to my website and clicking on the logo link for USCCA that's right there. The CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, because you'll have the chance to win a free gun a day. And every day at midnight, it changes. It's another gun that's given away for the next day. And if you decide to become a member, they have 3 different membership levels you can join at. You can get $474 of free stuff just for becoming a member. So check it out, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. And click on the USCCA logo link that's right there. And good luck. I want to talk about somebody on this show winning a gun. We've come close, but no winners so far. So keep on trying. Somebody's going to get it. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Good news for the people that needed the money in the hurricane areas, as well as some of the farmers, too. That was a separate piece of legislation that got signed, I might add, the farmers' relief. But the House passed the $19 billion disaster relief bill sent to them by the Senate, which now goes to the president's desk for a signature.
Yes.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. We don't know if stuff got bundled in there or not, so I'm fine with it if it's an exclusive bill.
Yeah, and you're right, we don't know, and we'll see what happens. I mean, May never know. The way things are going here, may never know. But we'll just hope for the best and hope that they did the right thing and we'll be in good shape. And the people that needed the money, because we got some of our neighbors right here in the panhandle who were hit real hard with all of this, and it just wasn't right. It just was not right that they were being stuck along with the other people, having to just sit there and wait and wait and wait and wait.
Well, you can, you know, thank the Democrats. It was stopped three times by Republicans because
right.
they're trying to, you know, make a point about funding the border wall. But that really didn't go where it needed to go.
Yep. Now, there was some good news pertaining to the border yesterday. It came from a Washington, D.C. District Court judge, Trevor McFadden. He threw out the House Democrats' lawsuit, which sought an injunction against President Trump's emergency border wall funding reallocation, saying that the matter is fundamentally a political dispute and that politicians lack the standing to make a legal case unless they pass legislation. So, boom. The president's back in the catbird seat with that money. I believe it's $6.7 billion that he moved from various projects that the military had towards the border wall construction.
It was construction and then those narcotics interdiction fund. Those were the two. So he is actually a Trump appointee, this judge. I'm going to put that one out there because I always like to say, well, this was an Obama appointee, but in this particular case.
But he overruled an Obama appointee by the name of Judge Hayward Gillum.
I guess that's really what happened.
Yep.
I mean, they're two different districts. So,
yep.
I mean, one's a circuit court, one's a district court. So,
that's right.
I'm not sure that one overruled the other. I think this was a separate lawsuit that the House of Representatives had filed in the D.C. Circuit against Steve Mnuchin of Secretary of Treasury about, you know, those monies. I don't think one has to do with the other. The other was an injunction, but,
well,
you know...
I'm going to read what it says here. Judge McFadden's ruling contrasted with U.S. District Court Judge Hayward Gillum's injunction last week, who was an Obama appointee, which blocked the administration from using the reallocated funds for projects in specific areas in Texas and Arizona. Gillum had been appointed back in 2014 by then-President Barack Obama. That's what it says.
Yeah, it contrasted. I don't think that one undid the other. This is a particular case that the House of Representatives brought against Steve Mnuchin. And that's the one where he ruled, screw it, you can't, you know, no. I don't know if it has necessarily an effect on the injunction.
So. All right. Well, we'll see what happens. Now, Jerry Nadler, the gift that keeps on giving, has announced that he's going to hold the Mueller report hearings. What purpose is that going to solve when Mueller already said he doesn't plan on testifying?
Well, this isn't about Mueller testifying at all. This is about the Mueller report itself. And the first hearing starts next Monday. And the one person, interestingly enough, that they're going to bring in is the turncoat, disbarred, felon criminal, John Dean, who at one point was who? One of Richard Nixon's lawyers that turned on him.
Watergate.
Mm-hmm. So they're bringing him in. Now, he's a disgraced lawyer.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but they're bringing him in as part of, I think, one of the first hearings. This is where Nadler is still trying to force the hand of Pelosi, and she's allowing the hearing.
Mm-hmm.
But I still don't believe that they're going to go down the path of impeachment. I just don't think it's going to happen.
Well, Pelosi doesn't want it. Biden doesn't want it. Biden's the leader in the clubhouse, you would think, as the party titular head, so to speak, although he's not that officially, that his weight would carry some sort of... And by the way, while we're at it, AOC and Bernie Sanders are trying to get in there and chisel away and get the moderates out of the mix, including Joe Biden, out of the presidential race.
Yeah, that's a whole other topic. It doesn't have anything to do with the
I know. I just thought I'd throw it in there. All right, so Iran, we know, has been cheating when it comes to the nuclear game for a while. And the media really isn't reporting anything about what's going on. I don't see much of anything unless I really go looking. How about you?
Well, that's the reason I wrote the article. One is because Ted Cruz came out with a statement / his own kind of resolution that proves that Iran is cheating when it comes to their centrifuges. And the IAEA, otherwise known as the International Atomic Energy Agency, has said as much. Now, let's go a little bit further, because in my article, I also included a very fascinating report done by none other than German intelligence. And German intelligence is saying that they have the evidence / proof that Iran is producing weapons of mass destruction, including chemical and biological, as well as the piece parts for nuclear.
Wonderful.
Uh-huh.
That'll start a war.
So this ought to send a shot. It has nothing to do with the United States on this one.
Uh-huh.
This ought to send a shot across the bow to those European countries. You know, remember we had, what was it, the P5+1?
Uh-huh.
That won't, they're too timid or afraid or unresolute, if that's such a word, about getting out of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. Because this didn't come from the United States. This came from German intelligence, and there was a 300-plus page report from, you know, Bavarian intelligence as well. I got that one last week, but it was in a language I didn't have time to, and it was in a PDF, so I couldn't translate it and read it myself. But.
All right, and we want everybody to keep their heads down, because social media is about to get themselves investigated, and I think you used the term, here comes the antitrust security.
Well, it is an antitrust, and the first shot across the bow is to Google, and rightly so. But late yesterday, which is the reason I kind of held off until I published it, is other social media / tech companies could be very well under the same antitrust scrutiny, which includes Amazon, Yahoo News, Facebook, Twitter, and
yeah.
Apple.
All of them. And by the way, Apple announced yesterday they're going to get rid of iTunes. All right, we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and that's a topic for another day. Apple has announced that they're going to be parting ways with iTunes. They're going to get rid of it. They no longer have a use for iTunes. Okay, gotcha. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today, we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Yeah.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump and the First Lady at a lavish dinner hosted by the Queen of England.
President Trump and Queen Elizabeth sat down for the state banquet at Buckingham Palace. The president says the United States and the UK have an unbreakable bond.
Your Majesty, Melania and I are profoundly honored to be your guests for this historic state visit. Thank you for your warm welcome, for this beautiful weather, your gracious hospitality, and Your Majesty's nearly seven decades of treasured friendship with the United States of America.
On Tuesday, the president is set to meet with UK business and political leaders. I'm Tim Berg.
Turning now to the economy, taking a look now at your money. On Wall Street, the Dow gaining almost 5 points to close at 24,819. The NASDAQ down a whopping 120 points. The S&P 500 down 7 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And this edition of our Military and Veterans News is brought to you, as always, by the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. Because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a very high-paying job. You'll be the boss of applesauce, and you'll be in charge of your own career as an aviation maintenance tech. So here's more about that right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, don't forget, everybody, when it comes to the National Aviation Academy, one simple thing stands out. If you're not happy with the job you got right now, and you're not making at least $50,000 a year to start, which is what you'll start as an aviation maintenance tech, but you'll move up the ranks very quickly because you're in control of your paycheck. The more you work, the more you make. If you wind up with an overseas defense contractor, or you wind up going to work for an overseas government, or you wind up going to work for an overseas airline, guess what?
a six-figure salary is not uncommon at all. So there you go. So check them out online by going to naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call and schedule a tour for one of the two campuses, the one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, or the one down here in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. naa.edu, the website, or give them a call, schedule a tour. 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. Schedule the tour and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. You'll wind up getting the white gloves treatment, and I'm sure you're going to like what you're going to see. Well, the Army says that two Texas Army units are up next for Iraq and Afghanistan missions. The Army's identified the command elements that will be heading to Iraq to lead the fight against remnants of the Islamic State and to Afghanistan as peace talks with the Taliban continue, but that doesn't mean it's going to get anywhere. And by the way, the Army has now found a way to free up another $10 billion to apply to its top priorities in its next five-year budget plan, according to the Undersecretary of the Army's office, and that's an interesting thing. I don't know where the money's coming from. I guess we'll just have to wait and see. By the way, U.S. Army's weapons officials recently invited defense firms to design and build prototypes of an advanced fire control system that could equip the service's next-generation squad weapon and wind sensing as well as facial recognition technology. You heard me right. The Army's next infantry weapon could have facial recognition technology. Now, there's been a major change in the legal case of Chief Petty Officer, United States Navy's Chief Petty Officer, Eddie Gallagher. Everybody just about around this neck of the woods knows the story because he was the commanding NCO of the SEAL team that Aaron Vaughn was a part of when the helicopter went down, Extortion 17, in Afghanistan, killing some 37 Navy SEALs and military people. That was a setup. Everybody believes that was a setup. Somebody set them up, SEAL Team 6, to have that happen to them. Now, the Navy's tracking of emails to lawyers defending a SEAL accused of murder may have intruded on attorney-client privilege that wasn't severe enough to throw the case out. However, guess who did get tossed out? The prosecutor. The judge in charge took the prosecutor off the case. Now, attorneys for the decorated Navy SEAL, Eddie Gallagher, facing a murder trial and the death of an Islamic State prisoner, are going to try again this week to have the case dismissed after their client was unexpectedly freed from custody by this judge last week because of the hanky-panky going on. There is a outside chance that this case against Chief Petty Officer Gallagher could be dropped because of what's happened with all the different procedural problems that they've had and the prosecutor literally spying on the defense to find out what they were doing by tracking their emails. Unbelievable. Now, also, the year was just beginning when a Trump administration official contacted the Navy with a question about former Missouri Governor Eric Greitens, who was a veteran of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, who had resigned from office amid a sexual misconduct scandal and criminal investigation. Well, the leaked Navy emails showed that top officers in the Navy were struggling with how to handle the former governor ensnarled in the scandal. He was a SEAL, and he's going back into the Navy, but he's not going back into the Navy as a SEAL. He's going back on active duty, and I'm not sure where he'll be going, but that's all I know about it right now. Now, the Air Force and the Air Force Special Operations Command headquarters at Hurlbut Field, Florida, and a Brigadier General, Brenda Cartier, now the Director of Operations for what's called AFSOC, received a letter of counseling after an Inspector General investigation found that she failed to meet
and treat subordinates with dignity and respect in her previous position, and falsely claimed flight hours on an MC-130J back in 2017 to get her promotion. Wonderful. Wonder if she'll lose that star. Now, following the Thunderbird flyover to U.S. Air Force Academy graduation ceremony in Colorado Springs, a bird struck the canopy of one of the demonstrator team's aircraft, and it forced the aircraft to land after the graduation flyover. Damage was minor to the aircraft, but enough to where there was a big crack in the canopy. Now, for almost a year-long wait, the Air Force is finally beginning to equip its air crews with more firepower and their surveillance units. Air crews are now carrying more emergency firepower in the event, for some reason, they go down over enemy territory. They'll have a little something better than a little pea shooter and a single magazine to defend themselves. And communities near Eielson Air Force Base in Alaska are ready to provide housing for Air Force personnel and their families attached to two incoming F-35 squadrons, according to municipal and business leaders. Also, the Marine Corps, the Commandant of the Marine Corps, General Robert B. Neller, has approved planks as an alternative to abdominal crunches on the physical fitness test, or PFT, according to Marine officials. And remember that Marine last week we told you about? Fired his weapon while on duty along the U.S.-Mexican border in California after he reported afterward that he'd been attacked inside his vehicle by three people, more than likely coyotes. Well, the investigation's continuing on that. We'll let you know what happens. And lately, there's been a string of rollovers, fatal vehicle rollovers. Three Marines have been killed over a six-week period when in vehicle rollover accidents. And Marines are saying that safety deficiencies likely aren't to blame for the fatal mishaps, but they're certainly taking a look at everything that's going on, too. By the way, let's not forget that amidst the tornado and flood responses, our National Guard is gearing up for hurricane season, especially around the Gulf. Damage tolls have already piled up this year in the face of massive flooding and devastating tornadoes in the Midwest. And amid those responses, the National Guard is shoring up for the hurricane season, which started on Saturday, June the 1st, and lasts until November the 30th. So let's not forget that we are right now sitting here. And by the way, there is a disturbance in the southwestern Gulf of Mexico, but that's not coming anywhere near the eastern Gulf. It's going to drift northwestward and probably go into Texas as a rainmaker and possibly a tropical depression or a low-level tropical storm. All right. We'll be right back right after these messages with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. We'll see what's going on in the world in which he lives and all this stuff that we got going on financially. Plenty of things going on. We'll talk about Apple and find out what Apple's up to here, because apparently they're splitting up iTunes into something different. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740. 4-0.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code, SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our good friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Family Automotive. Check them out online. Find out what they have to offer. 4 dealerships. You serve, you save. All active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're currently on the job or retired, and 911 operators, too, all get preferred pricing, saving you thousands of dollars on a brand new vehicle. And don't forget the Moss wholesale to the public on the certified pre-owned cars, used cars, where you also get, guess what, free oil changes for life and free tire rotations, too. Moss, M-A-U-S, Family Automotive. Check them out and tell them the captain sent you. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's about if we listen to a little conversation that was held at the California Democratic Convention? This is John Delaney. I'm not sure exactly who he is. I just know that he's running for president. But listen to what he said and listen to the way he got treated.
But we need, as Democrats, to build an economy that works. But it's got to be with smart policies. Medicare for all may sound good, but it's actually not good policy, nor is it good politics. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. secret.
They're booing and they're not stopping.
Universal health care. We should have universal health care. We should have universal health care. We should have universal health care, but it shouldn't be a kind of health care that kicks 150 million Americans off their health care. That's not smart policy.
Well, Chris, they booed and they booed and they were still booing after he said that. Amazing, huh?
No, I don't find it amazing at all. This is California. You had whack jobs come up on stage and grab the microphone from Kamala Harris.
Yes, you did.
At the same thing. I mean, this is California Dems. These people are, dyed in the wool, communists over there. I mean, people, I want to remind everybody, California used to be a red state. Okay? Used to be a red state. Take a look at this nonsense now. It is the number one issue leading into the 2020, campaign, according to various different surveys that are put out there, is healthcare. What I find fascinating about this is last time I checked, Matt, didn't the guy coming in with Hope and Change 9 years ago say that health insurance is going to be fixed with the ACA forever?
Yep.
And our premiums were going to come down and
yep.
It was going to all be wonderful and great and everything was fantastic and Hope and Change.
Yep.
And these morons out there, they still they are, it's just not very smart.
Right.
They're going to go back to the same party that screwed up healthcare, that drove my insurance prices through the roof, my premiums through the roof,
yep.
My deductible through my roof, my coverage freaking stinks now compared to the way it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm paying a hell of a lot more. You want them to fix it? If that's the case, you're just not smart. You really aren't.
No.
And that's just where we are.
No, and you're absolutely correct in what you're saying. And, folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Check out his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, to find out more. Well, there was some good news yesterday. Congress, the House of Representatives, passed the Senate bill that was sent to them, the $19 billion disaster aid bill, and they passed that last night. They didn't do anything to it and sent it along to the president for his signature.
Yeah. I think we're pouring billions of dollars more into Puerto Rico and other places.
It's not billions. It's $3 billion, and it could have been more than that because the Dems wanted like $10 or $15 billion. They didn't get it.
It's a lot of money. Certain areas of the country need it, without a doubt. But with all of these bills like this, my biggest concern always is oversight and the amount of waste that's involved with this. Why is it that certain areas of the country are able to operate much more efficiently and take care of themselves than others? And we already know about the problems. We knew that Puerto Rico got hit by a devastating hurricane, but so did many other parts of the country. Why is it that much more difficult for them to get themselves up on their feet rather than other places?
And I can tell you why. I can tell you why, and I'm glad you asked. It's because of the people that are in charge. They're a bunch of progressive, left, liberal, socialist Democrats who actually stole from their own people. Some of them were charged with stealing hurricane supplies that were at the airport and selling them right out of the trailer and putting the money in the trailers they were in and putting the money in their pocket. That's why.
Hey, Matt, there's no doubt about that. And for the people out there, oh, you're anti-Puerto Rico and anti-
Oh, no.
That's crap, because the same thing happened during Katrina, the amount of waste that was that happened there, and the amount of the trailers that they put up that nobody ended up living in that
yep.
got mold infested. The amount of money that we flush down the toilet as a people on a regular basis is just disgusting.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, the other thing that comes to mind here is the Supreme Court. This may be the initial stages of eliminating Obamacare, but they rejected the Obama-era change in Medicare reimbursements, which is about $4 billion that the hospitals across America were looking to collect just for normal, regular charges that they would charge, not exorbitant, because there was a certain rate that they charged. And the Obama administration says, no, we're going to pay you less than that to do the work.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with this one story right now, but again, yeah, you have to look into it. I have to look into it to a certain degree because where things are charged for at various different hospitals, versus the middlemen that are involved. To me, that's always been the biggest issue. We've got layers and layers and layers of bureaucrats and in-between people and middlemen. We're all getting their hands on this money, and it just it doesn't get to where it's supposed to be.
Now, have you been following the Boeing situation? Because Boeing has another problem right now with their 737 MAX aircraft and their next-generation planes. They've got what's called a faulty slack track, which is a part of the wing that's important to takeoff and landing that could prematurely fail or crack. Now, this is not something that would bring down an aircraft, but it certainly is something that would cause problems trying to control the aircraft taking off and landing.
I think there's been obviously a lot of highlight in regards to obviously the Boeing aircraft due to those two crashes. These are things that pop up from time to time with airplanes. And this is these are things that when they recognize that there's an issue, they come in and then they fix it right away. And this is something that should be able to be dealt with fairly quickly.
Well, they got 10 days there to inspect their planes, and then after that, it could be as many as about 400 aircraft that will be inspected again, all over again, and made sure that they're up to snuff. And I'm telling you, it's just like out of the frying pan into the fire.
No, without a doubt. I mean, again, it's a pile on when it comes to news. But again, we don't, because there's a spotlight and there's a focus on Boeing right now. Any issue that comes up is going to get that much more attention. I think you would be surprised to find out that they discover things all the time, little things here and there that they go in and then they fix and they learn about and they improve. This is why airline safety is as great as it is.
Now, I'm sure that you're very happy to know that Forbes magazine is reporting that Jay-Z has become the first billionaire rapper.
I don't think he's about, isn't the other one there who invented Beats that sold that to Apple? I mean, it didn't have to do with singing, but Dr. Dre, the guy who did the Beats company and sold it to Apple, I think he made over $1 billion off of that. But anyway, neither here nor there. people make money. You're going out there, you make money, you're employing people. It's not just the music; it's to his myriad of other businesses that he's involved with. It's fine with me. Take that money, put it to good use, put people to work.
Now, some interesting news. The Atlanta Fed has come out again and raised their second quarter GDP from 1% to 1.3%, which is technically, 30% increase?
Yeah, I'm not sure where that's going to come in. The big numbers this week is obviously going to be the jobs numbers Friday.
Right. All right, well, here comes the music. I got to let you go. We look forward to talking to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
You got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Make sure you check him out by going to his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. All right, we're coming right back. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, will be with us right after the top of the hour. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.